Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. In a moment, today's story, after this message from our sponsor. In the give and take of life, Peggy has acquired an engagement ring, and Mr. Young has lost the business on which he depended for the family's future. Peggy is getting ready to meet her fiancé's wealthy parents. Mrs. Young is still at work on the dress that Peggy is to wear. Pepper has just come home.
Hey, Mom. Anybody home?
I'm upstairs, dear, sewing.
Oh, I'll bet you're still working on that dress for Peggy. Here, give me that stuff.
Pepper, don't you dare touch that. No, you leave that alone.
Come on, now, hand it over.
Now look what you've done. You've lost my needle. You put that dress down. I'm right in the middle of it.
Well, that's what I'm kicking about. You've been right in the middle of it for the last week.
Well, I've got to get it done.
It's getting you done if you don't look out.
But, Pepper, this is the dress that Peggy's got to wear to the dinner at the Trents. Terribly important to her, and it just won't come out right.
Well, how do you expect it to, sitting over it the way you have without stopping? Mrs. Young, you've lost your perspective. Either you come out for a drive with me before supper or the dress goes into the ash can.
Oh, don't be foolish, Pepper.
That's orders. Now, come on.
Oh, all right, since you're such a nuisance. But it better be a short drive.
Where's your hat and coat?
It's downstairs in the hall closet. Now, you lay that dress carefully on the bed there, Pepper. I'm going to wring your neck for losing my needle.
Oh, what's a needle between friends? Come on. You were ruining your eyesight and getting yourself into a state over that dress.
I'd be all right if it looked like anything. It's not having it turn out the way I want it to that bothers me so much.
Here's your hat and coat. Now, forget about the dress and concentrate on the wide open spaces.
All right, but it can't be long, Pepper, because I've got to get her to try it on. And trying to get Peggy to do anything since she got that ring.
What ring?
Oh, that's right. You don't know about it, do you?
Don't tell me Carter's come across with a ring.
It's beautiful.
What do you know?
Oh, my, it's lovely outdoors.
Sure it is. You ought to emerge occasionally from your cocoon. You ought to be out here instead of shut up in your bedroom trying to make over a dress for Peggy.
But, Pepper, I've got to. I'd love to buy a new one for her. She ought to have everything new and beautiful to go to Chicago, but I can't afford to buy her a thing.
Yeah, things are pretty tough right now.
They're terribly tough.
And I'm worried about Dad, too. Come on, hop in the car.
Darling, let's walk instead. Then I can look at other people's gardens and feel sorry for them because they're not so nice as mine.
You mean they're a whole lot nicer?
Oh, indeed I don't. Our garden may be small, but it suits me.
Seems to me that whatever you've got always suits you, Mom.
You know why, Pepper?
No.
Because I've got everything.
You haven't even enough to buy Peggy a new dress, but you've got everything.
I've got all the important things of life.
A little bit of money is important.
Oh, yes, it's important, but not the most important. What do you mean by saying you were worried about your father?
Oh, well, I stopped in at the Johnstown office, as you told me to last night, and I found him there all alone. He looked fierce, and he was feeling pretty low.
Oh, Pepper.
What I didn't like was the way he talked about being licked, as if all the fight had gone out of him. I didn't like that a bit.
Well, of course he isn't licked. Just because this business is closed.
I know. I tried to tell him all that, but it wasn't any use. What he needs is a change of scenery, a new slant. He needs to get away from Elmwood, from thinking about closing up the office.
You know, Pepper, I believe you're right.
I know I am. That's one reason I wanted to talk to you. He ought to go on a trip somewhere.
Where could he go? Where would he go?
Why couldn't he take a run up to Chicago and hang around with Mr. Bradley for a week or two?
Well, he wouldn't want to do that until Kurt sent for him.
Oh, this wouldn't have anything to do with his getting a job there. We could tell Dad that Mr. Bradley's sort of lonesome up there. I think it would give Dad a big lift just to talk to somebody who's making good, don't you? Just to be in a big city where there's a lot going on.
You know, Pepper, I think that's a wonderful idea. I'll start working on your father tonight.
And there's another angle to it, too. Wouldn't hurt to have the Carter Trents meet Peggy's father, would it?
Of course not. That'd be another excuse for having him go.
I'll help you promote the idea as much as I can. Dad needs to get away from here. He needs it awful bad.
We'll return to the story of Pepper Young's family after this message from our sponsor. Pepper's suggestion, given in all good faith, may prove quite disastrous. After all, Kurt Bradley's been struggling to maintain the illusion that he has a job and is prospering in Chicago. And if Sam Young goes to visit him, Sam Young will learn the truth. But later, Mrs. Young and Pepper try to carry out their plan.
I don't know, Mary. I don't want to get in Kurt's way just when he'll be up to his ears in the details of a new business.
Oh, Sam, you know Kurt well enough to know that he'd be delighted to see you.
Yeah, Dad, and the trip might be good for other reasons, too.
Oh, well, what do you mean?
How can you tell what might come out of it?
Come out of it? My car fare will come out of it, my board at the hotel.
No, I don't mean that.
Well, what do you mean, then?
Yes, Pepper, what do you mean?
Mr. Bradley might introduce Dad to somebody in the company. He might make a connection. You never know.
Oh, that's not very likely.
No, but stranger things have happened.
Well, I'm certainly not going to Chicago on any such 100-to-1 shot in mind.
Oh, you've got to go, Sam.
Now, wait a minute. You all seem pretty anxious to get rid of me. What is this, anyway? A conspiracy?
But it'll do you so much good.
Yeah, and there's another angle, too.
All right, now. What else have you thought up?
We thought you might take a look at the Carter Trents while you were there.
But they haven't invited me, have they?
If you were in Chicago, it'd be easy for you to meet them.
And it might be nice for Peggy to have you there.
Now, nonsense, Mary. Now, she's on her own, and I'm going to let her be on her own.
Darling, I'm going to pack you up tomorrow morning, and you're going to leave on the afternoon train.
Oh? Without a vote, I suppose?
Without a vote.
Oh, gee, Mrs. Young, I'm terribly sorry I skipped dinner. Were you worried?
Well, a little, Biff. I think next time you better telephone when you're not going to be there.
Oh, hello, Mr. Young.
Biff?
Hi, Pepper.
Hi.
I'm sorry, but I had dinner out. I clear forgot all about letting you know. Well, that's what I've been doing with Dad. I've been sort of spoiled, I guess.
Well, I've got to run upstairs now and work on that dress of Peggy.
Oh, wait a minute, Mrs. Young. I got a letter from Dad. Don't you want to hear it?
Yes, indeed I do.
He's so happy about the new job, he just can't say enough about it. Listen. I think my job is going to work out 100%. I like the people I'm working with, and I think they like me. It offers tremendous possibilities. I have a good deal to learn yet, of course, and I only wish that Sam Young were here to help me untangle the problems. I miss you a lot, son. I miss having somebody to talk things over with.
Now there, Sam, what'd I say?
Isn't that taking the words right out of my mouth?
Biff, what do you think your father would do if I suddenly appeared on the scene?
Appeared on the scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad's going to Chicago tomorrow.
You're going to Chicago?
Well, Mrs. Young and Pepper have been trying to sell me the idea that I need a change, and they suggested I go to Chicago and look up your father.
Oh, Mr. Young, I don't think that... Well, maybe you better not.
If you're worrying about Dad feeling all right, he feels fine. And now that your father's written that he wishes Dad were there...
I confess, Biff, if you hadn't read me that letter, I might not have gone.
I knew Kurt needed you, Sam. It's going to be a godsend to him to have you there. I'm simply delighted you're going.
I suppose I could get off on the noon train tomorrow.
Well, of course you can, dear. I'll go get your things together tonight.
Oh, but Mr. Young, I hate to upset your plans, but don't you think that... Oh, gee, I don't know how to put it. Well, don't you think that maybe if you... Well, maybe you better wait a week or two. I mean, till Dad gets really set.
Well, why should he wait, Biff, when your father's just written that he wishes he were there?
Besides, now's the psychological time for Dad to go. When he's closed up the Johnstown office and is sort of at loose ends himself.
Yeah, I know. I mean, sure, Dad wrote he wanted him and everything. Well, I only thought that maybe if he... Well, maybe he'd even want him more in a couple of weeks. When he got sort of worked into the business and maybe had harder problems to solve. Oh, I don't think you ought to go just yet, Mr. Young. Honest, I don't.
Well, if he doesn't go now, Biff, he'll never go. I know him. You'll just put it off and never get there.
Yeah, I see what you mean, only... Oh, I think you ought to wait a while on account of he... Well, on account of he...
On account of what?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
But Biff, you must have something in your mind.
Yes, I have, but I don't know how to say it.
Well, what is it, my boy?
Dad, you've got to go. It'll do you a world of good, and it'll do Mr. Bradley good, too. You're going on the noon train tomorrow, and that's all there is to it.
Oh, but Mr. Young, don't you think you ought to let Dad know? I mean... Well, don't you think he would like to meet you or something?
No, Biff. I wouldn't want to put him to so much trouble. I'll just turn up there like a bad penny. You know, I'm looking forward to it now that I know your father wants me. I'm certainly glad you read us that letter, Biff. That was the one thing I needed to convince me to take the trip. And now, this message from our sponsor. Our last hope. If somehow, some way, he can persuade Sam Young to remain in Elmwood, everyone will be spared the disheartening truth about Kurt Bradley in Chicago. But how can Biff manage it? We'll learn more about the problem next week. Pepper Young's Family is a production of Nana Radio. Lee Stevens speaking.